我们一起为下午的时间，我们有点祷告。Can we have
a prayer for this afternoon session?
亲爱的天父，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
爱到这样的一个地步。 把你的儿子也白白舍给我们
To such an extent to give your only begotten son
你救我们
Lord, you saved us
你也呼召我们
You also call us
你要我们来成为你的家
You want us to come and become your house
你在我们每一个人身上要行奇妙的大功
And you will do a great and mighty work in each one of us
而且你从人失败堕落之后
And ever since the fall of man, Lord, you have worked until today.
主啊, 你不达到你的目的, 你不休息。
And Lord, you will not stop until you are successful.
主,
Lord, and indeed we are the result of your work.
主,
Lord, we praise you.
我们真是愿意看见 你的工作能够一代一代传下去
And we long that your work may pass on from generation to generation
主今天下午我们一同来思想你自己做工的方法
Lord this afternoon we would like to consider the method of your works
主我们求你赐给讲的翻译的听的都有
Lord, may you grant your anointing to the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
给我们属灵的智慧,
that you may give us spiritual wisdom.
人的话有限,
Man's words are limited.
我们的聪明智慧也有限,
and our intelligence or wisdom is also limited.
只有你自己无限的圣灵来充满我们,
Only through the unlimited Holy Spirit for you to fill us and to reveal yourself to us.
因此我们把自己没有保留的奉献在你自己的手中。So
without reservation, we consecrate ourselves before you.
求你做工在我们每一个来参加这次聚会的弟兄姊妹身上。
May you do a work in each and every brother and sister.
愿你的旨意被明白。That
your will may be understood.
愿我们都来答应你的呼召。And
we may all answer your call.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
We pray in Jesus Christ's name
Amen 我跟吴弟兄把这两个下午做一个简单的分工
And we actually, my brother Joshua and myself We divided these afternoons, two afternoons into two parts
我今天下午的重点是要交通到主耶稣怎么样
My focus will be on how our Lord Jesus trained his disciples.
明天我们吴弟兄他要交通保罗怎么样训练提摩太
Our brother Ng will share tomorrow on how Paul trained Timothy.
这就是我们两个下午的各有一个主题
And each of us have a theme in the afternoons.
放在一起我们盼望主给我们有一些
Putting these two together, then we can know a little bit about how to pass the torch of the testimony.
今天下午我来讲这个题目的时候，我要把它分成四个段落。And
this afternoon, my sharing will be broken out into four parts.
第一个，我要给大家看一个图画。First,
I'd like to paint a picture for brothers and sisters.
因为圣经的一些真理总是旧约里面给我们看一个图新约里面给我们看到它的字
Because the principle of the Bible is that in the Old Testament will be presented with a picture and in the New Testament the reality will come forth
好像我们从小学认字的时候老师告诉我们这是牛旁边一个图画旁边一个字看图就识字
So just like when we were young, when we learned how to read, our teacher would show us a picture of a cow, and then the word cow would be right next to it.
那么我想主也是这样来教导我们关于他的真理。
So I think it's this way that our Lord will teach us how to understand his truth.
所以我第一个部分要让大家在旧约里面来看一个图。
So the first part will let brothers and sisters see a picture in the Old Testament.
然后我们再来看主耶稣怎么样来带领他的门徒。
And then we'll see how our Lord Jesus led his disciples.
然后我们来看到人应该怎么样跟这位做工的神配合。
And then we want to see how man ought to cooperate with God.
最后我们学习的内容是什么？
And then what is the content that we need to learn from our Lord?
所以这是今天我要讲的四个部分。
These are the four points that I would like to point out.
每一个部分我们都要看相当多的一些圣经。
And every point we actually need to read many verses.
所以请大家今天下午稍微忍耐一点，我们多翻一处圣经。
So please be patient that we need to go through many verses.
我们先看四世纪第七章。
Let us look first in Judges chapter 7.
四世纪第七章。
Judges chapter 7.
这里有一个大家很熟悉的故事。
And this is a story all of us are very familiar.
我要请大家从第二节
starting from verse 2,
我来念到我们请这个手机啊或什么把它关了，好吧？
So I'd like to ask all brothers and sisters to turn on your cell phone, turn off your cell phones if you could.
我们念到第八节第二节念到第八节。
From verse 2 through verse 8.
耶和华对基甸说，跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大，说是我们自己的手救了我们。现在你要向这些人宣告说，凡惧怕胆怯的可以离开基列山回去。于是有22,000人回去，只剩下10,000人。然后我们请英文念下面两节，我们这样轮流念，一次念两节。
So I will read the English starting from verse 4 and then our brother will alternate. Then the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many, bring them down to the water and I will test them for you there. Therefore it shall be that he of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, he shall go with you, but everyone of whom I say to you, this one shall not go with you, he shall not go. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, you shall separate everyone who laps the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, as well as everyone who kneels to drink.
于是用手捧着甜水的有300人，其余的都跪下喝水。耶和华对基甸说，我要用这甜水的300人拯救你们，将那米甸人交在你手中，其余的人都可以各归各处去。
So the 300 men took the people's provisions and their trumpets into their hands, and Gideon sent all the other men of Israel each to his tent, but retained the 300 men, and the camp of Midian was below him in the valley.
16节
Verse 16
我们要念到20节
Through verse 20
于是基甸将300人分作3队，把角和空瓶交在个人手里，瓶内都藏着火把，吩咐他们说，你们要看我行事，我到营的旁边怎样行，你们也要怎样行。
When I and all who are with me blow the trumpet, then you also blow the trumpets all around the camp and say, for the Lord and for Gideon.So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outskirts of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, when they had just posted the watch, and they blew the trumpets and smashed the pitchers that were in their hands.
第二十节，三队的人就都吹角，打破瓶子，左手拿着火把，右手拿着酒。喊叫说，耶和华和基甸的刀。那我们还需要看这个七章13-14节。
And then lastly, and then we'll still need to read chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
基甸道友就听见一人将梦告诉同伴说我做了一梦梦见一个大麦饼滚入米甸营中到了帐幕将帐幕撞倒帐幕就翻转倾覆了那同伴说这不是别的乃是以色列人约阿斯的儿子下面我们前面基甸的道 我们再看一处圣经是以赛亚书
Another portion in Isaiah
62章 以赛亚书 62章第一节
Isaiah 62 and verse 1
我因锡安必不静默为耶路撒冷必不息声 直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning.
注意听英文，英文在这里跟中文的翻译有稍微不一样。
And please pay a special attention to the English translation, which is different from the Chinese.
中文在这里翻译成最后四个字明灯发亮
The last four words in Chinese actually refers to some lamp
那么英文呢就是torch这个字
And in English, of course, it's the word torch
好在这个故事是一个图画
Now, this story is a picture
讲到基甸怎么样跟米甸人打仗
And it speaks of how Gideon fought with the Midianites.
那么在这一段故事里头，你看到有一个词汇，就叫做火把。
And then you see a word in this story, and the word torch.
因为我在思想我们这次要交通的这个主题，见证的火把。
And as I was considering this matter of passing the torch of the testimony,
所以我就在想，圣经里面到底有没有讲到火把这件事？
And I was wondering whether the Bible actually mentioned about this word torch.
一处我们看到的是在创世纪里面，神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候，有一个火把从这一个祭物中间过去。
And we see that in the book of Genesis, when God established a covenant with Abraham, how the torch passed through the middle of that offering.
但在那一个约的里头，圣经没有解释什么意思，叫做这个火把从那个祭物的肉中间过去。
And the Bible actually did not explain what it meant for that torch to pass through that offering.
然后你就看到这个故事。
And then you see this story.
在四世纪里头，你看到神借着这个基甸来向我们看见这个火把是跟征战有关系的。
And then, of course, in this chapter of Judges, we see how this torch has to do with war.
所以在这个图画里头，我们看到有三个重要的事情。
So we see that in this story, there are three important things.
第一个是神叫他怎么选人。
First, God told Gideon how to select the man.
第二，用什么兵器打仗。
Second, what weapon would they use to fight?
第三，用什么方法来打。
Third is what kind of method they would use to fight.
所以我想这个故事里头，如果我们能够抓住这三个点，我想我们就知道神为什么把基甸的故事放在这里，要我们来学。
So if we are able to grasp the main points of this story, then we know why this story was placed before us in the Bible.
你看，开始要打这个仗的时候，很多人来响应。
So when there was going to be a call for battle, many people answered that call.
有谁能够告诉我们一共有多少人来响应？
Can someone tell us how many people came?
32,000人
32,000 people
对不对？那么这个时候神说太多了。
And then at that point God said there are too many of us.
因为神说如果就是这么一大堆的人来打的话，人有一个倾向。
So if that many people came, the man has a tendency.
这是我们的功劳。
That this is our labor.
我们的膀臂,
this is our strength.
所以神说, 这个征战是我的征战。
And God said, this battle is my battle.
我要的人, 不需要这么多。
The men that I need is not needed to be that many.
所以他第一个考试就是说，凡是心里面胆怯的人。
So the first test was anybody that is afraid.
然后第二个是说，凡是头脚发抖的人。
And the second is those whose legs tremble.
啊，可以回家。
Can go.
所以这样子，第一个考试下来就回家走了两万人。
And then the first time the test went came, and then 20,000 went.
剩下差不多三分之一不到。
And probably a third, not even a third.
那么神说还太多。
And then that was too much for God.
第二个考试。
The second test.
第二个考试就带他们去喝水。
And the second test was so that they could go and drink water.
那么神就要他们要今天注意看，喝水也有讲究。
So God wanted to get in to pay attention to how the men drink water.
这些人都是士兵作战人。
These men were all soldiers.
等到要喝水的时候，
But when they came to drinking water,
你就会发现他有两种喝水的方式。
And there are two methods of drinking the water.
一种人是到河边把水捧上来，然后舔，像狗一样。
Some people, they would go and get the water, collect it, and then lick it like the dog.
还有一批人呢，就跳到河边，跪下去，把头往水里面钻。
And then there are other people that actually kneel down and then dip their heads in the water to drink.
就痛饮，这痛饮一场。
So and then they would drink freely.
对不对？那么这样，神就说把这两种人分开。
And then God said, separate them in this way.
我只要那个舔水像狗舔一样的那批人。
I just want those people that actually lap the water like the dog.
所以这就从三万两千一直降到只剩多少？三百。
So from 32,000, and then decreased to 300.
所以这里是神所能够使用的人。
And these are the people that God could use.
但是这里也没有解释什么意思。
God did not explain why.
我们等一下来看主耶稣来选召门徒的时候，我们把这两边再加在一起来看，懂不懂他的意思。
So then later on we'll look at the story of how the Lord Jesus chose his disciples. We'll put it together and then see if we understand the story.
然后兵器。
And then the weapon.
你看他们打仗用什么兵器。
What kind of weapons would they use to fight the battle?
一个桶。
A bucket.
中文翻译是一个瓶子。
And it's actually a bottle that's translated in Chinese.
有的翻译成 bottle, 有的是 bucket, 有的是反正总是一个器皿是大概那个时候我不知道有没有玻璃，起码是一个陶器。
And then it's a vessel. I don't know if they had glass that back then, but at least it was some kind of earthen vessel.
对，然后里面放的什么？
And what was placed inside?It was the torch.
火把，然后呢，手里要拿着角，号这个牛角。
And then of course needed the trumpet or the horn.
Horn. 那么就是这两样东西。
It's to these two things.
然后他们就去打去米甸人的这个营里面。
And then they would fight against the Midianites.
基甸说，我一吹号，你们大家也就吹号。
So when Gideon said, when I blow the trumpet, you blow the trumpet too.
然后把这一个瓶子打破。
And then break these pitchers.
然后拿出这个火把
and
点起来 and then 就来喊。
And then take out these torches, light it up, and then yell.
喊什么？
What do you shout?
我们刚刚念喊什么？
What did they cry out?
耶和华的名与基甸的刀。
A sword for the Lord and for Gideon.
在这里有没有刀？
Is there a sword here?
啊、
in our midst.
他们左手拿的是这个火把，右手拿的是这个角。
On the left hand they had this pitcher. On the right hand they had on the right hand they had the trumpet.
没有一个是刀，真正的打仗的刀没有的。
Actually, there was nothing to fight the war with. There was no sword.
但是他们喊的时候就喊，耶和华的名与 基甸的道。
But when they cried out, they said, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon."
那么这个故事有解释，基甸的刀是指什么说的
？And there is an explanation of what the sword of Gideon means.
就是我刚刚带大家读的那个梦。
And that relates to that dream that I read.
那个梦里面说，什么是基甸的刀呢
？So in that dream, what did it mean when it said the sword of Gideon?
就是大麦饼所代表。
It represents that barley bread.
对，那个大麦饼是代表基甸的刀。
The loaf of barley bread represented the sword of Gideon.
所以你就会发现这个征战。
You see that this battle.
左手是这个火把。
On the left hand, you had the torch.
右手是这个号角。
On the right hand, you had the horn.
他所要告诉我们的。
And what they wanted to speak to us.
刚刚读以赛亚书六十二章第一节的时候。
When Isaiah 62 and verse 1.
火把是指的什么说的呢
？What does this torch refer to?
他的救恩如火把发亮。
And his salvation shines like the torch.
所以这个火把就说到是神耶和华的救恩。
So this torch speaks about the salvation of Jehovah.
这一个号角就是说到大麦饼。
And then, of course, this sword speaks of that huge barley loaf.
这个大麦饼所预表的就是神的话语。
The loaf of the barley bread spoke of the word of God.
所以你都看得出来，这个与米甸人的征战是用这幅图画告诉我们，火把与这一个脚的关系。
So from this story, we see the relationship between the torch and the horn.
今天的征战，保罗告诉我们，不是我们凭着血气征战。
And what Paul tells us today is that our war is not with flesh and blood.
今天这一场属灵的征战，历史历代一直打到今天，是靠着什么呢
？And Paul tells us this battle through the ages. What was it that we fought with?
这个征战乃是靠耶和华的名与他的话语。
Is through the name of Jehovah and His word.
他的救恩，他的能力。
And His salvation, His power.
所以这个是从这个图画里面我们看见的。
So from this picture, this is what we see.
那么我们今天要把这个图画拉到新约里面来看的时候，我们来看主耶稣他怎么样来打这场，带着他的门徒来打这场仗。
So if we bring this to the New Testament, we have to see how our Lord Jesus fought this battle with his disciples.
好，下面我们就要来看耶稣他怎么样带领门徒，呼召门徒。
Next, we'd like to see how our Lord Jesus led the disciples, how he called the disciples.
请我们打开我们所熟悉的马太福音。
So can we turn to a familiar passage in the Gospel of Matthew?
请打开马太，我们要看第四章二十节。
We'd like to look in chapter 4 in verse 20. Starting from verse 17.
四章十七节，那时候耶稣就传起道来，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。然后十八节，耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。我们下面一起念好吗？十九节。
Together, verse 19.
耶稣对他们说
：“Follow me,
来跟从我，
我
叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们立刻舍了网，跟从了他。下面一段又是呼召另外一对兄弟。
The next portion he calls the other two brothers.
那么主也是做同样的一件事，耶稣就呼召他们。
The Lord also called them.
那么你如果看到二这个。二十八章
If we look at chapter 28,
也就是我们所知道的所谓大使命。
And then, of course, this is the Great Commission that we know of.
二十八章，你从十八节开始。
Starting from verse 18,
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去。”使万民做我的门徒。
And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
22章.
Chapter 22. Here there is a parable.
第二节,
Verse 2.
天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。The
kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and he sent out his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding feast, and they were unwilling to come.
王又打发别的仆人说，你们去告诉那被招的人，我的宴席已经准备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备了，请你们来赴席。那些人不理，就走了。Again,
he sent out other slaves saying, tell those who have been invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fattened livestock are all butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But they paid no attention and went their way.
罗马书,
Romans
第八章,
Chapter 8.
罗马书第八章,
Romans Chapter 8.
28节,
28
30节, 我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人的益处，就是按他旨意。
被招的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。三十节我们一起念。预先定下的人，你要做。招他们来，招来，你靠，你要做。以赛亚指着以色列人喊着说：“以色列人虽多如海沙，下面几年得救了。”注意这个词，余数。 Let us pay a special attention to the word remnant.
十一章,
Chapter 11.
第三节，verse 3，我们要念到第五节。Through verse 5，主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。神的话是怎样说的呢？他说：“我为自己已经留下7000人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数。”verse 3 through verse 5。
然后我们跳到同样这一章，第19、20。And then verse 19 and 20 of the same chapter。你若说那枝子被折下来，是特为叫我接上，不错。他们因为不信，所以被折下来；你们因为信，所以立得住。你不可自高，反要惧怕。
神既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。跳到最后一句话，在29节。
The last phrase of verse 29.
因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔。The
gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
在这段圣经里头，我要让大家来看耶稣在地上做工。I
would like to let brothers and sisters see the work of our Lord Jesus on the earth through these verses.
他做工的时候，他传道。When
he worked, he preached.
他医病，他赶鬼。He
healed. He cast out demons.
他还做一件非常重要的事。And
he did another very important thing.
他呼召人来跟随他。
He called men to follow him.
所以你能够看得出来，耶稣的工作从表面上来看，你看见的是他对许许多的人行了神迹，神的行了奇事。
On the one hand, you see the Lord Jesus' work that he healed many, he performed many miracles.
人很喜欢，人喜欢到他的面前求病得医治，求赐饼得饱。
And many people came before him hoping to be healed, to be fed.
但是主他的重点是在哪里？
But where was the focus or the emphasis of our Lord?
你会发现主耶稣的重点不是在于行神迹与奇事。
But the focus of our Lord was not to perform miracles and these great things.
他的重点是一面传道，一面呼召人来答应做他的门徒。
His focus was on the one hand preaching, but also calling disciples to answer him.
这件事情你会发现，不但在主耶稣开始工作的时候，主就开始呼召人了。
And you see that our Lord didn't call just in the beginning of his ministry.
等到他整个工作做完成了，要升天之前，他还做最后的交代。
At the end of his earthly ministry, he still was there giving them directions.
他对他的门徒这个交代，就是今天我们所谓的大使命。
And then he gave his disciples the command of the so-called Great Commission that we know.
我们刚刚读第二十八章马太福音里头，你就发现他说：“天上地上所有权柄都已经赐给我了。”
So our Lord Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
他讲这句话的地位是天地的王。
His position was from a position of the King of heaven and earth.
站在这一个天地之主的位置上，他对他的门徒发出这道命令。
In the position of the King of the heaven and earth, he gave a commandment to his disciples.
这个命令是什么？
What was this command?
去，叫万民做我的信徒还是门徒？
Go, make what? Disciples, believers? Disciples of me.
你会发现主讲得非常的清楚，叫万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
所以你会发现，这个做耶稣门徒不是为少数人预备的。
Now this call for discipleship was not prepared for just a few.
当主给这个命令的时候，他的对象是说叫万民做我的门徒。
The commandment when it was given in such a way that it said, "Make all nations my disciples."
所以主的心是非常的宽广。
So our Lord's heart was very broad.
他盼望万民都答应神这一个了不起的呼召。
He would that all would answer this great calling.
这是历世历代教会要做的一件使命。
And this is this great commission that the church would have to carry out through the ages.
如果任何一个地方，任何一个时代，教会没有执行这一个命令的话，这个教会是失职的。
If in any time the church did not carry out this command of our Lord, they are unfaithful.
所以我们就要知道这个所谓见证火炬的传递，就是在这个大使命这个基础上的认识。
So, to pass the torch of the testimony is founded on this great commandment of our Lord.
主他要历世历代的人都听见神的呼召。
The Lord wants all generations to hear His call.
今天很稀奇的一件事，我自己信主四十多年。我一直在早年有一个很奇怪的观念
and something that's very amazing. I've been saved for 40 odd years, and especially in the beginning, I had a concept.
这个观念是一个传统基督教给我的观念
and it was a concept that traditional Christianity gave me.
就是关于神的呼召这件事
and that is this matter of God's calling.
这个呼召在我那个时候的认识里面就是为少数人的。
And my understanding somehow that calling was just for a few.
如果弟兄问你，你有没有蒙召啊？
And if a brother asked, have you been called?
马上想到的就是，你是不是要去神学院读神学啊？
And then the first stop is, are you going to go to seminary and study?
然后你是不是做牧师啊？
Are you going to be a pastor?
所以这个蒙召的这件事情就变成一个，只有那些将来要读神学院做牧师的这一类的。特殊材料预备。
So this matter of calling was prepared for those special people that go to theological seminaries or become pastors.
所以这个蒙召的这个词汇在我小从小的观念里头是专门的很神秘的一件事情。
So this word calling was always very mysterious since I was young.
慢慢慢慢主在他的话语里头让我看见蒙召其实是一件神公开向着世人发出的。
And slowly through his word, the Lord showed to me that this calling was for everyone.
那么我刚刚带大家读了罗马书第八章。
And I read Romans 8 for everyone.
刚刚我们念的时候你会发现谁蒙召呢？
You will discover who are the called ones.
在八章二十八节下半句他说就是按他旨意被召的人。
In the second half of Romans 8:28, to those who are called according to his purpose.
那么这些人是什么人呢？
Who are these people?
他预先所知道的。
And these whom he foreknew.
他预先就定下效法他儿子的模样。
He also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son.
那这帮人呢？神就说他预先所定下的这些人他就召他们来。
So that he would be the firstborn, he called them.
召来的人呢称他们为义。
So that they would call them and predestine them to be justified.
我到很多地方讲到我常常做一个实验。
I often do an experiment where different places I go and preach.
弟兄姊妹你知道你自己蒙召的举手。
And I would ask the question, those of you that are called and know you are called, please raise your hand.
我就会发现大家就开始你看我看你。
And then everybody would look at each other.
没有几个人敢举手知道我蒙召的。
Very few people dare raise their hands and say, I know I am called.
所以就搞成这个基督教的世界里头就变成只有少数的人觉得他是蒙召那么他就是牧师的材料。
So in this Christendom,people, many, very few know they are called. If they are called, they feel they need to be a pastor.
这样的人将来就是圣品人的材料。
And then these people are to be the holy one.
那其他不敢举手的人就是所谓的平信徒的材料。
And then, of course, you have the priest and then the laity. The rest are the laity.
那么平信徒最重要的作用就是做礼拜，就大家都坐在那。
So laity, their work is just to come every Sunday to sit there.
所以这就把整个神的儿女带领到一个地步，只有少数的人是蒙召的。
So brought the Christians to a concept that only a few are called.
所以这个观念误导害死很多很多的基督徒。
And then this concept actually has done much harm to many Christians.
今天下午，我愿意在座的每一个人要清清楚楚的知道。
So this afternoon, I would like every single one of us to clearly know
你是蒙召。
You are called.
如果你没有蒙召，你不会坐在这里。
If you're not called, you wouldn't be sitting here.
罗马书很清楚地告诉我们，你是神所预先所知道，所预先所拣选。
So the book of Romans tells us that you were foreknew and you were foreknown and you were predestined.
你如果好好地去算，在这个称义之前你已经被召几次了。
So if you want to count how many times you have been called before being justified.
如果你去好好算一算这个圣经的这几节圣这三节圣经里面几个字的话，你就发现还没有你没有蒙召以前，你还没有称义之前，你已经蒙召了。
And if you discover that in these few verses that even before you are justified, you had been called.
因为你如果没有蒙神的呼召。你不可能成为一个基督徒。
Because if you were not called by the Lord, you wouldn't be able to become a Christian.
而这个召是叫你来，不是做信徒。
And then this calling is not a call for you to be a believer.
是叫你来做门徒。
And this call is a call for you to be a disciple.
门徒的呼召是向着所有的人发出来的。
The calling of the disciple is given to everyone.
但是很可惜今天在这个基督教的世界里面，只有非常少数的人知道你是蒙召来做耶稣的门徒。
But in the Christian world today, very few know that they are called to be the Lord's disciple.
那么，如果我们今天知道我基督徒 神的儿女是蒙召的一个神的儿女。
So if I know today that I am, as a child of God, called to be a disciple,
保罗说得很清楚。
Paul speaks very clearly.
你要与你的生活行为要与你所蒙的召相称。
You should be worthy of that calling that was given to you.
今天的难处，第一是我们不知道我们蒙召。
The first problem we have today is we do not know we are called.
第二，我们即使知道了我们蒙召，我们也没有活出一个与这个召相称的生活。
And then, on the other hand, we do not live a life that is worthy of that calling.
那么这个危机，照保罗在罗马书我们刚刚念的那些章节里头知道，在古时候犹太人身上已经发生过。
So this what is spoken of here has already been experienced by the people of Israel.
在旧约里面，犹太人也是蒙召的。
And the Old Testament, the people of Israel, they were also called.
他们什么时候蒙召呢？就是他们从埃及蒙召，出埃及，过红海，到迦南地区。
And they were called when they were called out of Egypt through the Red Sea into Canaan.
但是，保罗就提醒我们。
But here Paul reminds us.
他说，蒙召的虽如海沙。
So even though many are called,
对不对？但是得救的不过是剩下的余数。
But those who are saved are the remnant.
出埃及有差不多200万人。
So those who came out of Egypt were probably 2 million.
但是真正在第一代里头能够进迦南地的只有两个人。
But those who were from the first generation that actually entered into Canaan, there were only 2 people.
那当然，严格来讲，他那个两个人是指着20岁以上的，只有两个人。
So actually, strictly speaking, is those that are over 20, there are only 2 people.
那不管怎么样，你算一算，二除以20岁以上的人口，那个成功率只有30万分之一。
So if you count those that are 20 and above, the success rate is actually 1 in 300,000.
Oh,
is it sufficient?
太可怕了，是低了。太低了
，It's actually too low.
所以保罗就拿这一件事情来警告新约的基督徒。
So Paul uses this to warn new Christian believers, New Testament believers.
就着神的呼召来讲，是很多的人蒙召。
Actually, according to the calling, many are called.
但是能够真正走到底的，只有余数。
But those who are able to reach the end are only the remnant.
他怕我们还不太懂，到了第十一章再讲一次。
So he was afraid that we wouldn't understand. So in chapter 11, he repeats.
他用以利亚作为例子。
He uses Elijah as an example.
那我们刚刚念的时候，以利亚在那个艰难的时代里头，他认为现在全以色列只剩我一个人还跟仇敌作战，其他人都完了。
So he thought that only he himself was fighting, and everybody else was gone.
但是神对他说，我还为我自己留下7000人。下面说什么？没有向巴利屈膝。
But God said, I have kept for myself 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal.
保罗就注解，他第五节说，如今也是这样。
So Paul explains to us in verse 5, it says, in the same way then, there has also come to be at the present time.
就是拣选的恩典还有所留的两个字，余数。
A remnant according to God's gracious choice.
所以你能够看得出来，这一件事情关于我们整个能不能够跟神的旨意配合，能不能让神的旨意成功在我们的身上，不是所有蒙召的人都成功的。
So if we this in looking at whether we can cooperate with God or whether we are successful, not everyone will be successful.
就是神的心来讲，他是向所有的人发出呼召。
From the perspective of God's heart, His call is to everyone.
但是就在最后的结果来看，保罗指出来，只有余数是成功的。
But the result was only a remnant would be successful.
所以你就可以看到我刚刚第一部分所给大家看的那个图画，从32,000人，最后只剩多少人？
So you see that from 32,000, you only ended up with 300.
看见没有?
You see that?
这个就是新约给我们解释的余数的原则。
So this is the principle for which we see in the New Testament this word, remnant.
在马太福音22:14有这样一句话。
In Matthew 22:14, there is such a phrase.
主耶稣说，被召的人多。
It says, the Lord Jesus said, many are called.
但是选上的人少。
But few are chosen.
那么现在我们就要来思想，这个选上的人为什么少，是怎么回事？
So we would like to consider why there are so few that are chosen.
你会发现在那个32,000人的里头，第一个考验是什么把他们考倒了？
So if you look at the first 32,000, what was it that defeated them?
两个字。
Two words.
害怕。
One word in English. Fear.
Right. 怕，怕什么？
What were they afraid of?
你看，犹太人来到了迦南地的门口。
So the Jews, they came to the entrance of Canaan.
派十二个探子去看，真的好。
The Israelites sent 12 spies into the land.
40天以后出来打报告。
After 40 days, they came back to report.
大家都同意，好地方。
Everybody agreed it was a great place.
流奶与蜜之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
这个问题呢，一点问题都没有。
There was no question about that.
问题是后面有一个 but, but.
But there was a but, but next to it.
为什么 but?
Why but came after that phrase?
那里的人都是巨人。
But they are giants in the land.
据说他们看我们像蚱蜢。
So they see us, but like grasshoppers.
这是我知道犹太人第一次谦卑。
I know this is the first time the people of Israel were humble.
据说我们是像蚱蜢，我们怎么能跟他们来打呢？
So how can we fight with them?
我们要面对现实。
We have to come and face to face with the truth.
他们是巨人，我们是蚱蜢。
They are giants, we are grasshoppers.
要得这一块神给我们的应许之地，我们要付出惨重代价。
So if we want to gain this land of milk and honey, we need to pay a high price.
如果我死了怎么办？
What if I die?
我老婆变寡妇。
My wife will become a widow.
我小孩变孤儿。
My children become orphans.
所以他们左算右算。越算两个腿就越发抖。
So the more they calculated, the more their feet trembled.
所以他们打死也不去。
So they wouldn't go in at all.
所以你就看到，当他们用肉眼来看这个情形的时候，他们只看见自己。
So when they looked at it from their physical, fleshly eyes, they could only see, they could only be afraid.
然后看见的是这个巨大的仇敌。
And all they could see was this great enemy before them.
这一仗非输不可。
So of course they would be defeated.
所以这样就把他们信心算垮了。
So their faith was defeated.
这样就去掉了。那用我们刚刚那个比喻来看，就是所谓投两万两千人被考倒的一个很重要的原因。
So the 22,000 were eliminated this way.
到了第二个考验来了。
When the second test came.
喝水
，drinking of the water，
像狗舔的可以通攻过关，跪下去喝水的就不过关。
So those who laughed like a dog were able to pass the test, but those who just knelt down to drink did not pass the test.
所以我想这些要跪下去来取水的人
，So these who knelt down to drink.
他们一定是因为他们是全副武装。
Because of course they were fully enclosed in the garments.
所以他们要解除武装。
So the battle garments. So they have to take off their clothes to go drink the water.
The armament.
Yeah. The armament.
对，然后把这些武装解除了，才有办法跪下来，然后大喝一场。
So they had to get rid of their armor for them to be able.To drink the way they did, to kneel down and drink.
但那些甜水的人是全副武装。
But those who lacked the water, they were fully clothed still in that armor.
在解释上来讲, 一个是警醒的人, 一个是放松的人。
So this explains the one group that was alert and the other group that was easy on themselves.
或者从另外一个角度来讲, 一个是向巴黎屈膝的人, 一个是没有向巴黎屈膝的人。
In other words, one who bowed to Baal and the other who did not bow to Baal.
今天现实的生活常常叫我们向巴黎屈膝。
So today, in our practical living and experience, oftentimes we bow to Baal.
今天这一个征战的时候，常常让我们很疲乏，我们想放松放松。
So in the time of difficult battle, we like to let ourselves easy.
我们体贴了自己的肉体。
And then we look after our own flesh.
所以我们就不能够与主一同警醒。
So we are not able to be alert together with our Lord.
这样也就失去这场战争的那个资格。
So then we also lost the right to be participant in this battle.
像主耶稣他来做比喻的时候。
So when our Lord spoke on the parable,
他就说到天国像什么？
He said, what is the kingdom of heaven?
天国好像一个宴席。
Kingdom of heaven is just like a feast.
主人把所有的好的都准备好了。
The master prepared all the good food.
呼召人来享受这个宴席。
And called people to this banquet.
但是很多的人给出很多的理由说没有空来啊。
But many people gave many excuses saying why they couldn't come.
我买了5对牛，要去试试牛。
I bought some ox, I need to test it out.
我买了一块地，我要看看我的地。
I bought a land, I have to examine.
我刚刚娶了一个美妻，我要陪陪老婆。I just
married a beautiful wife, I need to spend time with her.
所以你可以看到，人可以找到许许多多在这个世上很合理的理由，做成我们的借口，我们不来参加这个。
So there are many excuses that we can have not to participate in the banquet.
这样你就会发现，人。 自己把自己弃权了。
So this way you'll discover that man gave up their own rights.
所以你就发现一件事情，今天这一句话，被招的人多，选上的人少，为什么？
So why is there such a phrase? Many are called, but few are chosen.
不是神没有选你。
It's not that God did not choose you.
是什么？
What is it?
是你自己自动弃权。
It is because you gave up your own right.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
今天跑这条天路,
so as we run this heavenly race.
就着神的旨意来讲,
according to God's purpose.
我们都是蒙召,
we are all called. God desires that all of us may receive his abundance.
在神没有问题。
There was not a problem on God's side.
因为说我软弱，我这个不行，我那个不行。 这个不是我们的问题。
But and we say, oh, we are weak and we can't do this. But that's the problem.
今天的问题，神只问我们，你愿意不愿意？
So all God asks of us today is whether we are willing or not.
那你会发现，人找到很多的理由来告诉神说，我不行。
And then men find many reasons to say, Lord, I am not willing.
所以你会发现，选上人的少，是因为我们自己把自己丢在门外了。So
few are chosen is because many of us have left ourselves outside of the door.
我想这个点一定要摆在每一个人的头脑里很清楚。So
I hope that all of us are clear about this point.
不是神不要你，
it's not that God does not want you.
是你自己不要你自己。 我这句话要讲得清楚一点，是你自己不愿意把自己放在神的手里。
So it's because you yourself do not want to place yourself in the hand of God.
让神能够在你的身上做成他要做。To
allow him to do the work that he wants to do in you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天下午一个很重的负担，就是要让每一个弟兄姊妹不但认识你是被招的。
I want this afternoon to have a strong burden for brothers and sisters to know that not only are you called,
而且你有一个责任,
and you have also a responsibility.
你要一直在神的面前来告诉神，我愿意。
You have to repeatedly before God say, Lord, I am willing.
那么这个愿意是 用圣经的词是怎么样来表达呢？
So how is it expressed in biblical terms?
就是罗马书十二章第一节。
And that is Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄们，
Brethren, I beseech
you. 我以神的慈悲劝你们，
I beseech you by the mercies of God.
将你们的身体献上当作活祭。
To present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
这是神的旨意。
This is the purpose of God.
这个是保罗在这里求我们一定要这样做。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
So this is Paul begging us that you do this because this is your spiritual service of worship.
主耶稣他对他的门徒是这样说的。
The Lord Jesus spoke to the disciples this way.
我们请打开路加福音。
Can we turn to Luke chapter 14?
Luke chapter 14.
Luke chapter 14.
有极多的人和第三二十五节。
Verse 25.
我们要念到二十七节。
We'll read through verse 27.
这一段话是非常重要的一段话，我们需要小心的来读它。
This portion is very important. We need to read it carefully.
我们一起念好吗？
Can we read it together?
中文英文都可以。
Chinese, English together.
有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说：“人到我这里来，若爱子孙父爱
母的父
儿弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。”所以在这个地方看见一件事。
So here you see a thing.
愿意跟随耶稣的人多不多？
Are there many that would like to follow the Lord Jesus? Is it many?
照这一节二十五节来看。
So from verse 25 you can see that.
圣经告诉我们，有极多的人要跟随耶稣。
The Bible said large crowds were going along with him.
我记得在约翰福音第六章里面也有同样的事情。
I remember in John 6, the mention of the same event.
约翰六章记载耶稣用五饼二鱼请了多少人吃饭。
Oh, and there's another story of how the Lord used five loaves and two fish to feed how many people?
多少人？
How many people?
5,000个男人还加上女人还有孩子。
5,000 men and women and children.
那一天请客完了以后，大家一致投票通过。
And then everyone actually voted and agreed
请耶稣做什么王
and allowed to make our Lord the king.
耶稣有没有说谢谢大家的支持？
And the Lord Jesus said thank you for your support. The Lord did not say that.
主的反应是大出大家所想象之外，他居然根本不做。
SoVery surprisingly to everyone, the Lord was not willing to be the king. And then they wanted to force him to be the king. So it was actually a very excited event. So we rarely see us trying to force a brother to be a king. So they wanted to force him to be a king. And the Lord Jesus just walked away from the midst of them. So you see that many people want to follow him. Because they have all benefited from what the Lord provided. So if just prepare a meal and many people will come.
两个礼拜前，是这个美国的感恩节。
Two weeks ago was Thanksgiving in the United States.
我们教会每年到感恩节，全教会一起爱宴。
So in our church, every year we all gather together for love feast during Thanksgiving.
那天晚上是挤得水泄不通啊。
And then you'll see that it's very crowded in the meeting place that night.
第二天，我们吴淼弟兄来交通。
So the next day, our brother Eric Wu came to share the word.
What a difference.
差别好大。
礼拜四就车水马龙，挤得水泄不通。
So on Thursday it was so crowded in that meeting hall.
礼拜五呢？
How about Friday?
稀稀落落
just a few came
不成比例
it's incomparable、
你就会发现吃饭人有兴趣
so people were interested in the meal
听主的道人没有兴趣
to listen to the word of the Lord no one was interested
要大家背十字架跟随主那门都没有
take up the cross and follow the Lord you have, don't have a chance
看到没有你就会发现我们的主他不跟我们这个绕圈圈
our Lord does not play games with us
他有话说在前面
he actually says the, warns you in advance
我们的话我们说哎呀人越多越好啊热闹啊
so we on the one hand we say oh we like crowds the more the better
就怕少了人
And we are afraid that there would be few.
耶稣在这里看了 N 多的人来跟随他，他马上说真话。
But when the Lord Jesus saw large crowds coming before him, he spoke the truth.
他转身过来表示，人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己性命，就不能做我的门徒。反正为了自己十字架的，也不能做我的门徒。
So our Lord said, whoever does not love me more than father, mother, etc., etc., is not worthy to be my disciple.
在第六章约翰福音的时候，他们要强逼耶稣做王，耶稣走出去。
So in chapter 6 of John, when they forced the Lord to be king, he walked out from the midst of them.
他们不放，他们还是去追。
But then they didn't let go, they kept on running after him.
耶稣就过海啊，到海的对面去了。
And so the Lord went to the other side of the sea.
他们摇了船也跟着来啊。
So then they came on boats after him.
耶稣看他们来，就说了，你们找我。
The Lord, when he saw them coming to him, he said, you come to me.
不是因为看到标记 sign.
It's not because you saw a sign.
乃是吃饼得饱
Because you were filled with the bread.
好耶稣就告诉他们不要为会朽坏的食物劳力要为那不朽坏的食物劳力
The Lord Jesus said, do not labor for the perishable things, but labor for that which is not perishable.
然后主就讲了一篇道
And then the Lord spoke a message to them.
我的肉可以吃
My flesh is to be eaten.
我的血可以喝
My blood is to be drunk.
哎呀不得了这篇讲道不得了
So when the Lord shared this message, it was almost as if it was terrible.
你看看我
You watch me.
我看看你
I watch you.
他是不是这里有问题
Is he crazy?
啊他说他的肉可以吃
That his flesh can be eaten.
啊他的血又可以喝
His blood can be drunk.
一定这里有问题
He must be crazy.
所以他们就一个一个就溜了。
So then one by one they left.
你不信吗？我带你看。
You don't believe? I'll show you.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
六十节。
Verse 60.
他的门徒中有好些听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
And therefore many of his disciples when they heard this said,This is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it?
六十六节
Verse 66.
从此他门徒中多有退去的不再和他同行。
As a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说你们也要去吗
And Jesus said to the 12, you do not want to go away also, do you?
所以本来是成千上万的人来跟随来拥戴耶稣
So thousands came and crowded and wanted to follow the Lord
但是主耶稣把话说在前面
But the Lord warned them in advance
把真理放在人的前面
And placed the truth before them
你要想清楚
Think about it
这个代价你能付
Can you pay the cost
很多人听见这话甚难，有谁能听
？And many people felt it difficult, and they said, "This is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it?"
然后就走到剩几个
，and then all of them left until a few were left.
十二个
，twelve.
因为主人转过来就说：“哎，你们最后十二个，你们要走吗
？”And then the Lord said, "You do not want to go away also."
我每次读这个我很稀奇，如果是我，我一定不是这样问的。
So I often wonder about this. I thought if I asked the question, I wouldn't ask it this way.
我就说你们慢点
I would say, don't go so quickly.
让我解释解释。
Let me explain what I just said.
我刚刚那篇道是这样这样的意思的。
And then what I really meant was this and this on that message I just shared.
主根本就不，你们要走吗？就意思说，哦，门也是开的，你们也请便。
And then the Lord was actually saying, well, the door is open, you're welcome to leave.
我们的主非常，我不知道是什么，很性格。
Our Lord is indeed a character.
对不对？他不会屈就，在这个门徒的道路上。
He will not compromise when it comes to this matter of the disciples' way.
要我们达到的目标是很明确的。
And his standard is very exact.
他不会说因为我们个个都跟说吃不消了，吃不消了，走了，走了，走了。
So he doesn't really care that we say, oh, we can't take it. And we will leave.
你们大家知道我们现在有一个学校叫做基督学坊。
And then I don't know if you know, but we have started a school called Academy of Christ.
这是在网上学习。
It's actually a school on the internet.
怎么回事？上会以后我们另外再介绍。
If you want to know,
我要讲一个故事。
Talk about it after the meeting.
九月一号开学。
I want to speak of a story, and we started the school on September 1st, the classes began.
真是全球有130人报名。
So 130 people signed up globally.
这是我们做梦没有想过。
So we never imagined in our wildest dreams.
三个月下来了。
After 3 months.
很多人跟我们说吃不消。
Many people said, we cannot take it.
哎呀，我们觉也没有睡。
We cannot sleep.
天天就是准备考试，准备交卷。
Every day we're preparing for the test, preparing for class.
对，然后很多的人就说，老师啊，手下留情。
And then there are many say, teacher, please, be easy on us.
主对他的门徒的要求，他的标准是高的。
So our Lord's requirement for his students, the standard is very high.
多高？
How high is it?
他说你若要跟从我，
and the Lord said if you want to follow me,
你要达到一个标准，
you have to reach a standard,
撇下你的父母妻子儿女弟兄，还要加上逼迫还有你自己的老命，
and then you have to give up everything, your parents, your wife, your children, even your life.
所以我觉得我们现在只是考考试，没有少睡几场觉已经受不了。
And we just take a few tests, we lose some sleep, that's about it.
还没要他的命。
And we did not ask for his life yet.
主的标准是绝对的高。
The Lord's standard is absolutely high.
他对他的十二门徒说，你们要走吗？
And then he said to his 12 disciples, do you want to leave also?
感谢主这十二人。
Thank the Lord, these 12 people.
你有永生的话，我们不归从你。还归从谁？
And they said, Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
他们有一个心志，
who do we follow?
就是要主的生命之道。
They have a desire. They want long for the word of life of our Lord.
他们不顾自己的性命。
And then they love not their own lives.
所以这样的人就得着了。
Such a people were able to gain the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
讲到见证的火炬。
When we speak about passing the torch of the testimony,
这件事情是严肃的事。
This is a serious matter.
是主自己的见证要交给我们。
It's the Lord's testimony itself that the Lord is entrusting to us.
就是主的心，他巴不得万民都来接受他这个呼召。
According to his own heart, he wants that all will receive this calling.
但是他说，你们要有这样的一个态度。
But the Lord said, you have to have this attitude.
那么你愿不愿意来答应这个要求？
Are you willing to answer this requirement?
所以今天在每一个地方的教会，
So the church is in each place.
我们要在主的面前回答这个问题。
We have to answer this question.
我们年长的弟兄，我们自己有没有摆出这个榜样？
Especially us elderly brothers and sisters, have we set an example?
让年轻的一代能够看见，这里有一批人，他是这样子走的。
To allow the younger generation to see that these elder ones, they are following such a way.
英文说一句话很好。
There's an English saying this way.
行动大于你的声音。
Actually, actions speak louder than words.
Good. 年长的弟兄不要在那边喊口号，自己要走出这条路来。
And then us older generation, we cannot just be there shouting slogans, but we need to walk the walk.
我们如果自己不愿意出代价，
if we are not willing to pay the price,
我们说要下面年轻人跟着上来。
So we say, oh, we need the younger generation to be able to follow us.
那是天方夜谭。
This is just empty talk.
我们必须自己做榜样。
We need to set the example.
我们走在这条路上。
As we walk this way,
下面我们就可以对我们年轻的弟兄姊妹发出同样的呼声。
Then we can have the same call to the younger generation.
那么这一条路是怎么样一条路？
Now what kind of way is this way?
不是你有你的一套，他有他的一套。
It's not that you have a way and I have a way.
主耶稣说得很清楚。
The Lord Jesus said it very clearly.
他说什么？
What did he say?
来，
come.
跟随我。
Come follow me.
今天我们整个的道路只有一条。
So our whole way is actually just but one.
这条路是什么？
What is this way?
就是跟随基督的路。
This is to follow the way of Christ.
耶稣没有叫我们跟随任何一个人。
The Lord Jesus didn't ask us to follow any man.
耶稣告诉我们，你来跟从的是我。
The Lord Jesus said, you come follow after me.
学我的样式。
To follow my example.
负我的轭。
To take up my yoke.
这是马太福音十一章。
This is Matthew 11.
我的轭是轻省的，我的担子是容易的。
My yoke is easy, my burden is light.
你们要学我的样式。
You have to learn from my example.
所以我们在跟随主的这条路上。
So in this way, as we follow the Lord,
我们学什么？
What do we learn?
我们不是学神学知识。
We are not here to learn theological truth.
我们没有兴趣去辩论，到底是自由意志论呢，还是这个预定论？
We're not here to talk about free will or predestination.
这个不是我们辩论的研究的对象。
This is not the topic of our search.
Point of interest.
Point of interest.
我们整个的负担就是眼目注意主他自己。
Our focus is upon the Lord Himself.
我们所学的就是他怎么讲，我们怎么讲。
What we learn is that whatever He says, we say.
他怎么走，我们怎么走。
How He walks, we walk.
他怎么做，我们怎么做。
How He does, we do.
因为耶稣在地上他做工的时候，他说这句话。
Because when the Lord Jesus worked on this earth, He said this.
我看见父怎么做，我怎么做。
I do, however I see my Father do.
我听见父怎么说，我怎么说。
I say whatever I hear my Father saying.
这是耶稣侍奉的那一个标准。
This is the standard by which our Lord worked.
那么今天耶稣对我们每一个信主的儿女说。
So the Lord Jesus says to each one of us children of God.
来，跟从我。
Come, follow me.
负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take up the yoke and follow my example.
我们是来效法基督。
We are here to learn Christ.
我们来学他怎么样子效法神。
So we here to imitate him just like he imitates God.
然后保罗就告诉我们，你们要效法我，像我效法基督。
So Paul said, be imitators of me as I am an imitator of Christ.
所以见证的火炬就是这样来一代传一代。
So this is how the torch of this testimony is passed from one generation to next generation.
就是一个学一个。
One learning from another.
我们的孩子是学谁啊？
Who do our children learn from us when they're young?
学老爸老妈。
They follow the dad and mom.
我们常听见爸爸对着儿子说，不准抽烟啊，你不要像你爸爸怎么抽啊。
And then you often hear the father saying to the kid, don't smoke like I do.
他自己在 smoke, 他叫他儿子不要 smoke.
So he's smoking and then he's telling his son not to smoke.
所以这样的教导是没有用的。
So this teaching is useless.
是今天真正的教导是你活出来。
So the true teaching today is that you live it out.
我们要摆出那一个生活。
We have to place forth that living.
让人来学。
So let others to learn.
这个是今天见证的火炬所要要求的。
So this is the requirement of the passing of the torch of testimony.
那么你看那个故事，我们在第一个故事里头那个图画告诉我们。
So in that first story, that picture that we saw,
那个 torch, 那个火把本来在哪里？
Where was that torch?
在瓶子里。
It was inside the vessel,
对吧？那个瓶子里的火把怎么样能够发出光芒？
So how can that torch which was in the picture shine forth light?
很简单。
Very easy.
那也很困难。
It's also very difficult.
难在哪里？
What is the difficulty?
是你要火炬呢？还是要你那个瓶子？
Do you want the torch or do you want the pitcher?
如果你要那个火炬，你就要把瓶子怎么样？打破。
If you want the torch, you need to break that pitcher.
如果你舍不得这个瓶子呢，那这个火炬就出不来。
So if you don't want that pitcher to break, then the torch will not come forth.
所以主耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们如果要跟随我。”
So the Lord Jesus said to his disciples.
他说什么？
What did he say?
背十字架，舍己跟从我，这是我们大家都听过的话。
So take up the cross, deny yourself, and follow me. We've all heard it.
用另外一个方法，用今天这个图画来表达的话，把你的瓶子怎么样？打破。
In other words, just like that story that we read of, you have to break that picture.
今天我们每一个人的瓶子都太漂亮了，都是香膏的玉瓶了。
All our vessels today are just like the alabaster vial.
我们都舍不得。
We don't want to break it.
我们都要保护这个瓶子。
We want to keep this vessel.
但是谁肯为着主把这个瓶子打破？
So who's willing to break this pitcher for the Lord's sake?
见证的火炬的秘诀就在这个一集这里头。
So the secret to passing this torch of the testimony is here.
主耶稣把这个道他自己表现出来。
So the Lord Jesus Himself manifested this picture.
耶稣为我们上了十字架，舍了他的自己。
Our Lord Jesus went to the cross and gave Himself up.
耶稣对他的门徒也是这样说：你要跟随我的话，你也要舍掉你的自己，你才有办法做我的门徒。
The Lord Jesus also said to the disciples, "If you want to follow me, you have to take up the cross and follow me."
今天在这个二十一世纪主来之前的前刻。
So.This instant before the Lord Jesus returns in this 21st century,
我们向我们自己的周遭看一看。
So if we look around at our environment,
各地的教会都被各式各样的软弱、各式各样的问题所包围。
The churches all around us are filled with problems.
很多的地方只有形式，而没有那个生命的动力。
Many places only have that form.But don't have the reality of life.
今天我们的见证在这个世界来讲是非常的苍白，撒旦根本不屑一顾。
Our testimony today is so weak that Satan doesn't even care about it.
但是你如果看《使徒行传》中的那个见证
，But if you look at the testimony in the Book of Acts,
怎么样把那个整个的时代倒翻，就是。翻过来
how they turned the world of that time upside down.
因为他们肯把那个瓶子打破
because they are willing to break that vessel.
那一代的使徒们，你看他们为着这个见证，命也不顾了。
Then the apostles of that time even did not love their own lives.
在过去的五十年，在中国的教会
in the past 50 years, the church in China
又看到同样的见证。
We see again the same testimony.
有这么一批少数的基督徒。
There were a few Christians.
不管外面的压力是多大
No matter how big the outer pressure was.
他们不但摆上他们自己的性命
They not only gave up their own lives.
他们真的舍弃了他们的妻子儿女为着主的见证
So they really gave up their wives and their children for the testimony of our Lord.
因着他们的摆上
Because of their laying down their lives.
这过去的二十多年
The 20 odd years,
就是自从改革开放以后
so after the
open up
the opening of China, of China,
神见证的火把在中国点遍了整个的大地
so the torch of the testimony lit up all of China.
以前的中旧中国，一千个中国人只有1.4个是信耶稣。
So before, in 1,000 people, only 1.4 would be Christians.
但是今天的中国是在100个人中间有五个人是信耶稣。
So in among 100 people, you'll find 5 Christians.
是整整增长了100倍。
So actually, it's grown 100-fold.
这个爆炸的能力哪里来的？
So where did this explosive power come from?
因为有人把他的瓶子打破了。
Because there were those who broke their vessels.
所以这个见证的火炬就这么传出来了。
So that's why the torch of the testimony can pass forth this way.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
主的道不是理论的问题。
The way of our Lord is not a theory.
主的道是生命实行的问题。
The way of the Lord is whether there is reality in life.
但愿我们今天在这里每一位弟兄姊妹，
So we hope that all the brothers and sisters here today
能够听见主的对你的呼召，
can hear the call of the Lord to you.
你再也不要说主没有呼召我，
Don't say the Lord didn't call me.
因为这个呼召是临到你每一个人的身上。
So this calling is to each and every one of you.
你不要想这个呼召是对那些大弟兄大姐妹走在前面的他们的事情。
Don't think that the calling is for those big brothers and big sisters who are in the front.
No, 就是你。
No, you.
就是你，就是我。
You and I.
我们每一个人都在这一个伟大的呼召里。
All of us are part of this great.
到底这个火炬能不能传得下去，不是别人的责任。
Whether this torch can be passed forth is not other people's responsibility.
是你的责任。
It's your responsibility.
是我的责任。
It's my responsibility.
因为这责任已经托给我们了。
Because this responsibility has already been given to us.
因为耶稣说去，叫万民做我的门徒。
Because Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都吩咐他们遵守。
What I have commanded you, you command them to do also.
下面主就应许说，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。以马内利。
So then the Lord gave the promise, and I will be with you till the end of the age.
今天教会，
Emmanuel.
今天为什么教会没有能力？
Why does the church not have power?
今天为什么一大堆的个人？团体许许多的问题。
Why are there so many personal and corporate problems?
看不见神的能力在教会中彰显。
You cannot see the power of God manifested in the church.
因为我们没有走上这条路。
Because we did not walk this way.
因为我们没有来真正的面对主的这个呼召。
We did not come face to face with the calling of our Lord.
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
如果这个福音有前途的话，
If this gospel has a future,
是我们整个的教会悔改。答应这个呼召，
is the whole church needs to answer this call.
否则我们只是纸上谈兵。
Otherwise, we are just talking about things.
我们就成为这个神恩典的扣留者，我们把它压下去了。
We are those that withhold the grace of God, and we have kept it from it being manifested.
这个火把还藏在瓶子里。
This torch is still inside that vessel.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
主，我们低头向你匍匐敬拜。
Lord, we bow and prostrate and worship before you.
我们真是亏欠你的托付。
We have indeed fallen short of your calling.
主啊，我们实在太爱自己了。
Lord, we indeed love ourselves too much.
我们虽然说我们爱你，
even though we say we love you,
但是我们没有愿意的心来付这个代价。
We do not have a heart to pay the price.
主，这就是我们的光景。
This is our condition, Lord.
主啊，你知道我们是何等的软弱。
Lord, you know how weak we are.
心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱。
Our hearts are willing, but the flesh is weak.
但是主，我们感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
你有恩典。
You have grace.
你有怜悯。
You have mercy.
你有能力。
You have power.
你说你的能力是在软弱的人身上显得完全。
You say that your power is completed in those who are weak.
主啊，今天你没有问我们能不能。
Lord, you have not asked us whether we are capable or not.
你只问我们愿意吗。
You ask us only whether we are willing.
主啊，愿意我们每一个人来在你面前。
Lord, that each one of us as we come before you,
我们能够靠着恩典说，我愿意。
That through grace we are able to say, I am willing.
好叫你的旨意可以行在我们中间， 好像行在天上一样。
That your purpose may be fulfilled in us as it is in heaven.
我们一直祷告，愿你快来。
Well, we pray, Lord, that you may come quickly.
你怎么来啊？
How can you come?
如果没有人愿意，你怎么来啊？
If no one is willing, how can you come?
你的来就变成空话了。
Your coming is for naught.
求你改变我。
Lord, may you change us.
为着你的国。
For your own kingdom's sake.
为你改变我们。
Lord, change us.
为着你荣耀的旨意。
For your own glorious purpose.
愿这一个见证的火炬。
And this torch of the testimony.
在这个黑暗的时代里头。
In this dark age.
能够扬起来。
May it be lit up.
哦、oh, 耶和华的名与耶和华的道
In the name of Jehovah and the word of Jehovah
主啊能够打败仇敌
May overcome the enemy
引进你的国
To welcome in your kingdom
听我们的祷告
To hear our prayer
奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' precious name
Amen